and Shannon, KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Are we doing the new Sounders for the Nuggets today, or are we doing the old ones?
We'll do the old ones because people are rioting. They miss the old ones. So I think we should probably go back to the old ones this week.
Okay.
And we, you know, we flip-flop them. 1 week we'll do old, 1 week we'll do new. Brett Kavanaugh's back in the news. Apparently, Democrats are pissed off because they found out that there were thousands of tips that the FBI did not investigate before his appointment to the Supreme Court.
Thousands of tips?
That's what they say.
Thousands. How many thousands of people has that guy had any sort of contact with? Thousands of tips? Or was it people who said, I don't like Brett Kavanaugh, and they called the FBI hotline as a result? Thousands of, sorry. What else is going
you
on?
You just like beer.
I just like beer.
I know.
What else is going on?
Time for What's Happening.
I have a bit of a conundrum, guys. Because remember how I told you about my plans to have a corn dog at the OC Fair?
Just a few minutes ago, you told us.
Right. So I was thinking about it. And then I remembered that this year, Pink's is also there. Pink's hot dogs.
I don't know.
So I could get a bacon wrapped chili dog from Pink's or a corn dog.
Which do you think is better for you?
I think that they're equally delicious, but
which
very different.
Do you think is better for your plumbing?
My plumbing? Probably the corn dog.
Probably.
Are you going by yourself?
No, I'm going with my husband, but he doesn't eat the dogs. He doesn't eat sausages.
So splitting is not an option.
No, he'll get one of those giant chicken wing things. Like
the turkey leg?
The turkey legs.
Yeah. Oh, those are good.
Massive. But you do need a big drink with them because they're salty.
Naomi Osaka was the one who lit the Olympic cauldron today in Tokyo. The 23-year-old tennis star reflected on the momentous experience and said, undoubtedly the greatest athletic achievement and honor I will ever have in my life. She wrote that on social media alongside a series of shots from opening ceremony today. You can see the whole thing later on today on NBC. They did air it live. They're going to air it again starting at, I think, 4:30 this afternoon also.
Mentioned this earlier, firefighters have officially ended their search for bodies in the debris of that Surfside condo building in Florida. They will continue to identify human remains. 97 people killed. At least one more person believed missing has yet to be identified.
They're saying also they're concerned that all that really remains of the building right now are the walls of the underground parking garage. Everything else has basically been taken off site. That without support for those walls, nearby traffic, the road that goes next to it, Collins Avenue, has been closed for some time. But that if they open it up to traffic, those walls could collapse as well. So they got to figure out exactly what to do with that site. California Employment Development Department announced yesterday it's going to begin paying unemployment insurance benefits for people whose payments have been pending for at least 2 weeks. This new conditional payment program is going to send funds to a few hundred thousand people with a continued claim who previously had at least one payment but then went into a pending status for more than 2 weeks. I'm assuming that's because they're still investigating whether or not the people actually need to get unemployment benefits.
Bad news for the restaurant industry.
Yeah.
Bad news for people who find it better to not work.
Is this
not doing yourself any favors?
Is this one of those things, though, where we should have seen this coming? I mean, just in terms of the absolute crimes that were committed against the state, to the tune of billions of dollars in unemployment benefits that went out to people that they shouldn't have gone to.
Well, it looks like California's insurance commissioner can order the insurer of last resort to offer more options for homeowners who can't buy traditional coverage because they live in areas threatened by wildfires. Several insurance companies have responded to these wildfires by not renewing coverage.
Good news, I think.
Yeah.
South L.A. fireworks explosion. You remember the LAPD went in and found a whole bunch of fireworks, illegal ones, and then their explosive truck actually blew up. The mayor and Councilman Curran Price announced the Mayor's Fund for LA is actually doing something and giving $2,000 in cash assistance to the 26 homes that were impacted by all of this. 17 people, including residents and first responders, were sent to the hospital as a result of that. They said 22 homes, 13 businesses, and 37 vehicles were damaged in the explosion. Evacuated victims have been provided with access to housing and funds to pay for some of their basic needs, including the three meals a day.
Kanye West premieres a new album, Donda, reuniting with Jay-Z on a new song. Kim and the kids were in attendance, you'll be glad to know.
Oh, yeah. I'm concerned about that. I guess this was kind of a concert last night. I mean, they did this at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, so that's where the Atlanta Falcons play. It's a giant stadium, 60-plus thousand people can fit in there. I don't know if it was sold out or not, but he stood in the middle of the floor. I mean, it's covered in white, so it just big white floor, and he just stood there while the music was played over the sound system and didn't say anything. He didn't do anything.
Pop Smoke appears on this album. I keep seeing new music from Pop Smoke. Again today for New Music Friday, there was a new Pop Smoke song. Pop Smoke is gone.
I was just going to say, Pop Smoke died a while ago.
Yeah, he died in February of last year.
Of last year?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I know. Seems like yesterday.
Was it COVID?
No, he was shot, wasn't he?
Yeah, but was it COVID that shot him?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Thought that's how it went. Speaking of football and baseball, a couple sports stories to tell you about making headlines today. The Cleveland Indians have changed their name, but also the NFL has talked about what they will do for COVID-19 outbreaks in the season. Gary and Shannon will continue in just a moment. And that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. And I still more abuse my TV shows. What the hell is ADD? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again?
Gary and Shannon, KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Stocks climbing in afternoon trading on Wall Street, putting the market on track for a strong finish in a week that opened with a stumble. It looks like the major indexes are all on pace for gains this week, essentially brushing off that sharp sell-off that happened on Monday.
Lil Nas X put out a new song again.
So good.
Very catchy.
It's a banger.
Thought I had it. I don't have it.
You don't have it?
Thought I did. Thought I recorded it. I don't know where I put it.
You don't know where you put it.
I'll have to go look for it. Hmm. I'll play it maybe at the beginning of Swamp Watch.
Oh, that sounds good.
But there's the very rare naked prison shower dance number
I've never seen one
video.
Of those.
That's why it's so rare. He is living that life, man.
The choreography is great.
He is just all in it. He has put all his chips in.
Well, it looks like we all got the alerts this morning. The Cleveland Indians are no more. They changed the name to the Guardians. They put it out on Twitter this morning, which was odd because it came from the Cleveland Indians account. They did not change their Twitter account that announced the name change.
Yeah, and they say, they're going to finish this season as the Cleveland Indians, although they don't say it. They just talk about Cleveland. And then 2022, everything changes, and it's Guardians. And they use a very similar font, for example, for the Guardians logo that they did for the Indians. And even, the last five letters are the same. So it looks familiar.
And it's got the S that continues to underline the whole name.
Yeah.
Now, this is what I'm excited about.
Wait, Tom Hanks doing the voiceover?
No.
Oh, because he did on the video.
We are a city on the rise, forging into the future from our ironed out past.
It's a beautiful poem. It's a wonderful thing. It's nice because they says at the very end, Cleveland, the name on the front. Well, that was the Black Keys part of it.
We remember those moments as we move forward with change. You see, it has always been Cleveland that's the best part of our name.
That was it. That was fun.
Why did they choose Tom Hanks? I mean, he's from
Concord. Because Cleveland.
He's from Concord, California.
Oh, well, there was that time when Tom Hanks was mayor of Cleveland. Don't you remember that?
No.
No, there was no reason why they would pick Tom Hanks, other than Tom Hanks is the most American name of people you can think.
Apparently, he won the Cleveland Critics Circle Award for his best actor for his 1978 performance as Proteus in Shakespeare's The Two Gentlemen of Verona.
Ah, so we're going back 43 years to find some connection between Tom Hanks and Cleveland.
That's all I can find in terms of a connection.
That may be the only connection there is.
But that's okay. This is what I'm excited about. The mascot. Everybody on social media wants it to be Groot from Guardians of the Galaxy.
They will run into some significant licensing issues if that's the case.
Baby Groot?
Also licensing.
Big grown-up Groot.
Licensing.
But how cute would that be?
That would be funny.
To have Groot running around.
And I wonder if that played into the choice for the name. I mean, the Guardians themselves is supposed to signify a couple of giant statues that are on one of the bridges over the river into Cleveland, which have stood for a very long, since the 100-year-old. Yeah, almost 100-year-old statues. And those faces on those things, those would make good mascots, but we'll see how they
Hope Memorial Bridge. I bet they find some sort of agreement to weave in Groot in some way, even if it's just like Groot night, you know.
They could do a Guardians of the Galaxy night.
Right.
I do miss, though, I think in terms of the name change, I'm hoping they don't water down any of their history. When you refer to Larry Doby, for example, you got to remember he played for the Cleveland Indians.
Yeah.
And he was, Larry Doby was the.
He was Jackie Robinson of the American League.
I love it.
I learned that in Cleveland.
Yes.
And he should have a day. Why doesn't he have a day? Larry Doby should have a day.
That is a good question. You mean celebrated like Jackie Robinson?
Yes.
I know he does in Cleveland. That's interesting. I don't know why they. Yeah.
Other sports news. NFL coach Rick Dennison is out with the Minnesota Vikings. This is the first position coach who is out because he refuses to get the shots. And the NFL rules say all tier one staffers have to get the shots. That includes coaches, training staff. And so he's gone. He's
what
been
about players. Do
O-line.
Players have to get the vaccine?
They do not. Which doesn't make any sense to me if all the coaches and the training staff and, you know, the attendants, they all have to get vaccinated, but the players are running around without it in a lot of circumstances.
Power of the union, right?
Yeah.
I would assume that's at least part of it. Now, yesterday we came out, we told you that the NFL sent a memo to its clubs that if a game cannot be rescheduled during the 18-week schedule because of a COVID outbreak among unvaccinated players, the team with the outbreak forfeits. And they get the loss, obviously. Plus, players on both teams lose their paycheck for that week because they're not playing.
That's going to be, I think, the thing that speaks the loudest to players. DeAndre Hopkins says that he's rethinking his future in the NFL. He said, I never thought I'd say this, but being put in a position to hurt my team because I don't want to partake in the vaccine is making me question my future.
He deleted the tweet. He put one up a little bit later that says, BTW, I got about 9 more years in me. Y'all have a good day. So, you know, he's 29 years old. This is one of those situations where I fully am in favor of vaccination, clearly. I got the shot. I'm fine. Love it. I feel uncomfortable forcing other people to get the vaccination.
I do too.
All I would say is, look, I have a stack of paper. We come in here every morning. We got a stack of stories about how the infections continue, especially in people who are not vaccinated. To me, then you make your decision. You do your own thing with that sort of information. But it is an interesting thing that the NFL is now suggesting, or that these NFL players are saying, maybe I don't play if they want to force me to try to get vaccinated. The other thing is they've got nearly all of the clubs have, well, I should say all of them do have at least 50% of the players that are vaccinated. Last week, that wasn't the case. They said this week that number is true. More than 78% of players league-wide have had at least one shot, and 14 of those clubs have had at least 85% of players vaccinated. So there are a couple, depending on where they are geographically, and I don't have a list of who's vaccinated and who's not, but some of these players are saying they don't want to do it, and they will run the risk of putting their team on the hook for a loss, basically, if they get if the thing spreads.
And a missed paycheck. Those are massive paychecks. All right, coming up next, we will dive into Washington. We've got some Pelosi news, some Brett Kavanaugh news. We've got a state that wants to get rid of Roe v. Wade. And a Kennedy back on the news as well. I only sneezed about seven times when I was making it.
Oh, man.
Just kidding.
Got seven cheeses. I'm really taking that risk.
Yes.
Are those cheeses safe for Mondo?
I don't know. It's not going to kill you, right, Mondo?
It might.
Yeah, let's go down the list of cheeses that you put in there because I feel like
they're all in the refrigerator. I brought the remaining cheeses.
I'm going to go check them out.
So you can investigate whether the cheeses will kill you or not.
You didn't even ask.
I did ask him. I said, didn't we have this conversation?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. I said, can you even eat this? Will it kill you? And then I said, I don't want your blood on my hands.
Did he just go, I don't know, we'll see.
Roll the dice.
Only one way to find out.
Yep. Put some of that mac and cheese in your mac and cheese hole.
I was just going to ask a follow-up question and decided against it. 12:30.
I didn't realize we pulled back now from asking the important questions on this show.
Yes.
Oh, because it was what? Vulgar?
It could be construed as such.
Are we going to talk more about Jeff Bezos's rocket?
No.
Ah.
This penis rocket?
Mm-hmm. I wanted to say this, a quick Olympics note. An Algerian athlete quit the Olympics over the possibility of a judoka matchup with an Israeli opponent. Times of Israel says this Algerian athlete, Fethi Nourin, withdrew from the Olympics, said, I am out of the Olympic Games. This is after years of training. I am out of the Olympic Games after he found out he could possibly face an Israeli athlete, Tohar Butbul, in the second round fight. Possibly. Not even a given. He might have to fight a Jewish guy. So he said, I'm out of the Olympics.
Is this the softball game on the baseball diamond?
Don't. Now you're going to make me mad.
That's what's going to do it?
How much money do you think that the country of Japan spent on venues for the Olympic Games?
Well, I would assume they're trying to consolidate it because of the COVID. I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Just put a different diamond up there. They're playing on the baseball field.
I don't think I've ever seen somebody, and I played softball, so emotional over a softball diamond.
It just seems silly. And I would be mad.
You'd be mad.
I'd be mad.
I feel like you've got anger that you're not dealing with, and it's coming out in weird places, like at your dog and the softball diamond
in
Tokyo.
Not true. That is not true.
Well, at 12:30, we dive into not feelings, but Washington.
The swamp is horrible.
So government doesn't work.
Come on, man.
We're going to make this like a reality TV show.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
It's always a pleasure to be anywhere but Washington, D.C.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Esther.
A town all too clearly built on a swamp, and in so many ways, still a swamp.
That's a bunch of malarkey.
Somebody said drain the swamp. I said, oh, that's so hokey.
Keep yapping, man.
Swamp Watch.
You know the thing.
Is that what your wife said when you got mad at the dog?
You know the thing?
No. Did she say that she feels that you have misplaced anger?
No, it was well placed.
Oh.
I was mad at the dog.
Okay. Well, Brett Kavanaugh.
How come you won't look at me
is
now?
Back in the news.
I like beer.
Brett Kavanaugh likes beer, and apparently there is new criticism of the FBI's investigation into Christine Blasey Ford's allegations. Apparently, the FBI sent a letter to a couple senators who wrote to FBI Director Christopher Wray 2 years ago with questions about how the investigation into Kavanaugh was conducted. And the FBI responded finally June 30th, revealing new information about the investigation. The letter said that the tip line for Kavanaugh's investigation received over 4,500 tips. And that this was the first time the Bureau had set up a tip line like this.
Yeah, for a Supreme Court justice nominee, that, come on.
In the letter, Assistant FBI Director Jill Tyson said the tips were provided to the Office of White House Counsel, which started concerns that those tips may have been dismissed or under-investigated by the Trump administration because it was trying to get their guy on the court.
How much of the responsibility, though, lies with the Office of the White House Counsel as opposed to the
FBI?
FBI.
I don't know. I don't know if the FBI has to wait to get the go-ahead. I don't know. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Well,
they apparently only interviewed 10 people despite the 4,500 tips.
That number doesn't bother me. In fact, I take confidence in that number. Whatever happened between Christine Blasey Ford and Brett Kavanaugh when they were teenagers is one thing. The allegations of other sexually inappropriate things that Brett Kavanaugh was accused of, those are also important. But you want to tell me that you've got 4,500 other people who have allegations against this guy?
Well, here's the problem. They're calling them tips because it's a tip line. Now, I don't know if they are legit tips or
that's what I mean.
It's just a call of Joe Blow in his basement with mac and cheese dried on his old T-shirt.
Lucky he got mac and cheese.
But you know what I mean? Calling up and being like, I hate it.
That's exactly what I mean. This seems it's completely overblown.
I would like to know if those were just calls or real tips. I know that in 1984, he grabbed my buttocks.
Yeah, see that's a misleading.
Maybe they were
story,
tips, but there wouldn't be 4,500.
How I
incidents.
Don't 4,000 people. I don't know 4,000 people.
Right.
Now, if I was up for some high profile thing and somebody came out against me and said, when I was 17 years old, I grabbed a girl inappropriately or, appeared like I was going to rape her, but I didn't, or whatever, then you're going to have a bunch of people who, on a national scale, are going to call the FBI and say, yeah, that guy's an a-hole.
Here's what I think they're upset with. If there were 4,500 calls to this tip line, but they only interviewed 10 people, it could appear that they didn't pay attention to thousands of those calls, or even several hundred of those calls, that they just kind of opened the tip line and then failed to investigate all of the tips enough.
Or we acknowledge the fact that the FBI is a top-notch law enforcement organization and has the ability to determine whether a tip has any merit.
I don't know. Look at how many active shooters the FBI had their eye on and failed to stop.
Yeah, but that's different than a 45-year-old sexual harassment allegation. Sexual assault allegation, I suppose.
I don't know. I just know that things can go by the wayside at the FBI, despite the stellar reputation. Year after year, we hear how they screw things up.
All right, coming back, another Kennedy that you mentioned. The Democrats not pleased with the Senate infrastructure deal, and Nancy Pelosi still saying she'll go forward with that January 6th panel, regardless of whether or not there are any, or I should say, not enough Republicans on it.
Gary and Shannon will continue. Oh, your wife just texted me. Yep. See, we're on the same page.
What?
More Swamp Watch.
But I was
when
angry.
We come
Hold
back.
On a second. That I was Amy, angry about something else and not the dog.
Why are you yelling?
Because you guys are now teaming up against me. When you want it the most, there's no easy way out. When you're ready to go, and your heart's left in doubt. Don't give up on your faith. Love comes to those who believe it. And that's the way it is.
Like it's got to be 60 degrees in here. Freezing.
Turn the lights on or something? Make it seem like it's warmer?
No.
Okay.
Our office is at least 10 degrees warmer than this room.
Well, we also have two refrigerators in there that are blowing full blast, keeping the food cool.
Yeah.
Alex Stone's going to join us at 1 o'clock. Some ICU nurses say they've seen more patients die in the last 2 weeks than in the previous 6 months because of what we have been seeing in terms of the number of COVID cases that have ended up in the hospitals. There was a report actually from L.A. County yesterday that I thought was the most honest. I think we've seen Barbara Ferrer talk about COVID numbers in L.A. County. The Daily News, however, did a headline that sort of overshadowed the truth of the story. Daily News said COVID variant continues relentless spread in L.A. County, even among vaccinated residents. But if you look at the numbers, there were, according to the county, about 4.85 million people in L.A. County who have been fully vaccinated. So almost 5 million people fully vaccinated. So that's about half, right? Just under half fully vaccinated. From January through Tuesday, 6,500 tested positive. So that's a rate of 0.1% of people who have tested positive. That's not even to say they were sick. They just tested positive. And if you look at the number of people who were hospitalized out of the 4.85 million fully vaccinated, only 287 were hospitalized, which statistically is 0%. And then 30 people who died, again, 0%. But that's not how it's reported.
Former President Trump's inauguration chair, Tom Barrack, is being released from jail on a $250 million bond.
Ooh.
Federal judge in California said he is subject to ankle GPS monitoring and a curfew. He cannot transfer any funds internationally or more than $50,000 except for attorney fees. That's a big check.
Wow.
Set to appear in court in New York City for arraignment on Monday. Prosecutors say he influenced the foreign policy positions of the Trump campaign for his ties to the United Arab Emirates during the election in 2016. He's being charged with acting as an agent of the UAE, as well as obstruction of justice and making false statements.
Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, has declared that the Congressional Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot will take on its deadly serious work, whether or not Republicans participate or not. Believe that they're supposed to get underway on Tuesday. They are expecting to have a series of police officers who are working back on January 6th to testify in front of that committee.
President Biden is poised to nominate Caroline Kennedy to serve as ambassador to Australia.
That's a post I would take.
One of the highest profile selections yet by the White House. She served as ambassador to Japan during the Obama administration.
She's a longtime friend, ally, donor, of course, to Joe Biden. She endorsed the president's candidacy early in his campaign. She spoke at that virtual Democratic convention. It reflects, they say, the high priority that the administration is placing on the Asia-Pacific region as it deals with China in the region and on the world stage. U.S. and Australia have always shared close ties militarily, trade-wise, et cetera. And I think it was about 6 or 8 months ago, Australia and China were really going after each other militarily in terms of posturing, little saber rattling that was going on between the two of them.
Biden has spoken on the pivotal role that the Kennedys played in his own political career, talking about the inspiration he felt as a young man watching a fellow Irish Catholic win the White House. Also, they share deep family tragedy, right? When Carolyn was only five, there's that iconic picture when her father was assassinated in 63. Of course, Robert Kennedy assassinated in 68. Her brother died in that plane accident in 1999. And we know Biden's tragedies.
Lawyers for the state of Mississippi are asking the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade. They're taking a more aggressive approach than one they presented when they asked the court to hear the case about a year ago. The case now for overturning the two main decisions that legalized abortion, Roe v. Wade and then Planned Parenthood v. Casey in 92, they said is overwhelming, the state of Mississippi said. The conclusion that abortion is a constitutional right has no basis in text, structure, history, or tradition. There's a lower court ruling that the state is appealing that actually struck down a law to ban most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. This law is called the Gestational Age Act and would allow later abortions, but only in medical emergencies or cases of severe fetal abnormality. And when the state asked the court to take up its appeal last year, it said that hearing the issue did raise in its appeal does not require the court to overturn Roe or Casey. They merely asked the court to reconcile a conflict in its own precedents. So that is going to be one of the big ones that if the Supreme Court decides to take, could have a massive impact on not necessarily overturning Roe v. Wade, but the beginning, or I should say the continuation of paring around the edges some of the laws that still make it legal in areas, different areas.
Coming up, we have a massive 1 o'clock hour. Jacob, what kind of dipping sauces did you bring for the nuggets today?
Well, we finally got rid of the mustard, which we finished the other day.
Did we really?
Yeah.
Well, it was expired anyway, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I might as well just toss it.
Right.
Got it.
But we have an aioli this time.
An aioli.
Mm.
Interesting.
To go along with our mac and cheese.
Oh. Is there any chance we might look into a dry rub?
We might as well at this point.
Okay.
I mean, we do it every week, so we can experiment with all sorts of.
We should do grilled nuggets one day, too.
Ooh, grilled nuggets.
Grilled nuggets?
Like Chick-fil-A?
I would do that.
They
I would,
do grilled nuggets.
Give that a shot.
I need the breading. You know what I mean?
You can have a handful.
But you're having corn dogs.
You can have
already.
A handful of panko in one hand and a grilled nugget in the other and knock yourself out.
Thank you for workshopping that for me. All right. We'll kick off the hour with Alex Stone talking about what ICU nurses are seeing lately. Also, stay out of Montana. People don't want you there.
Gary and Shannon will continue right after this.